The next patient is James Dunbar. The last name is Delta Uniform November Beta Alpha Roger, D-U-N-B-A-R. This is the clinical case of a 85-year-old African-American male that we followed in the practice because of acute kidney injury that was related to contrast in nephropathy and a superimposed on CKD stage 3B. The patient has improved the kidney function in the laboratory workup that was done on April the 30th of 2024. The serum creatinine came from 3.3 to 2.6 milligrams per deciliter, and the estimated GFR went from 18 to 27 mLs per deciliter. The macroalbumin creatinine ratio is 111. In other words, the patient has proteinuria, and this proteinuria could be related to the acute kidney injury and or the lengthy presence of diabetes mellitus. The excretion of protein in terms of macroproteinuria is 50 milligrams per deciliter. Number two, CKD stage 4 at the present time, as stated above. Following number, the patient has been taking iron, and there is an increase in the hemoglobin. When released from the hospital, on March 23rd, the serum hemoglobin was 8 grams per cent. Today, on the latest laboratory on April the 30th, the hemoglobin is up to 12 and continues to take the iron. Following number, the patient has a chronic obstructive pulmonary disease that improved with the administration of prednisone, 5 milligrams POBID. We are going to taper down to BID alternated with one a day for about a week. And if he remains stable, we are going to use just one tablet of 5 milligrams per day, period. Following number, the patient has type 2 diabetes. The fasting blood sugar is 237. It used to be below 100, and this is a steroid effect, hopefully tapering down the administration of prednisone is going to improve the blood sugar control. On the other hand, the patient will continue to take the medications as prescribed. He's already taking Jardiance. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, hypertension that is under control. Following number, diabetes, gout, arthritis without any exacerbation. Following number, remote history of urinary tract infection, period. This patient is going to be following in 2 months with laboratory workup. He's still too fragile, and we have to continue the follow-up of the kidney function and proteinuria.